Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Boy, Christian and I were just talking about, I'm so out of it. You know, Biggie in The World in 60 Seconds, I heard John Dickerson in there.
Yes.
From the CBS Evening News.
He's one of the anchors.
Yeah, it's he and Maurice Dubois.
They co-anchor the 6:30 p.m. news. Mm-hmm. Eastern.
What percentage of Americans do you think know that? Like if I said, who are the co-anchors of the CBS Evening News?
Very small.
1%.
Yeah.
Or
1%? You don't think it's any higher?
No. To actually name John Dickerson and Maurice Dubois, I think it's a very low number. Mm. First of all, those shows at 6:30 aren't really watched that much anymore. And secondly, they're new. They just started in January. Well, Dickerson's in charge or was of CBS's political area, whatever it is.
Is he Face the Nation guy?
I don't believe he was. He was he on Face the Nation? No, that's a woman that's on Face the Nation.
I thought he used to be though.
But he was
until he moved to the Evening News. Well, anyway, he's out. He's leaving.
He's announced his retirement.
Yeah, at the end of the year
or resignation. I can't remember.
I don't think he said retired, but he's done after the holidays. So that leaves Maurice Dubois, and then Chris Dim said, "Well, you know, Dubois probably be out too." And I was like, "Huh? What? Why? I just thought they'd go forward with one person, you know."
In one of the biggest media shakeups ever, there's a new head of CBS News. Her name is Barry Weiss. She's 41, and it appears that she is going to be making some significant changes.
Oh, I didn't know that. He just told me that. He's like, you didn't know that? I said, no.
Kind of a big deal.
I didn't know. Well, in media. And what
in
am
media,
I?
In the media world, yes.
I'm in media, so I should know these kinds of
things.
So I said, if I were Dubois... Now, new boss, new head person in charge.
Youngish, younger than you, Biggie.
41. Dickerson leaves the scene. He's like, okay, I see the writing on the walls, maybe, or it's time for me to go. He leaves. If I'm Dubois, I start to know what makes this woman tick, and I start to play up to her over the next 3 months.
Like grow your hair out?
Yes.
Pierce your ear?
Yes, if need be.
Listen to loud music?
Yes.
Whatever, or Taylor Swift, whatever it is
whatever
she likes.
Takes, yeah. Whatever she likes. I will start talking to her about the things she likes.
Leave her favorite coffee on her desk in the morning. Yeah. Oh, are you a half calf? With soy milk?
I thought I asked for a matcha. I think it's pronounced mocha.
That's where I'd make my mistake.
Yeah.
I'd screw something up like that. She's 41.
Dye your hair jet black.
Exactly.
Get rid of all the gray.
I'd start fishing around just to see what she's into. Hey, how about that K-pop demon thing? Is that good stuff or what? Yeah, I love it. Love it.
That Ariana Grande, she's got something. And
watching Stranger Things this weekend? Come on over.
Some have theorized that John Dickerson doesn't care for how things are being run at CBS now.
A lot of people are saying that. Our dear colleague, formerly Dave Aiken, when this news was announced that Dickerson was leaving, said, Cronkite's rolling in his grave. I said, oh.
Because CBS hasn't been, quote, as hard on a certain administration.
I think I can think of one that they've apparently not been as hard on. They got rid of Colbert at night.
Yeah.
And now, you know what Dim tells me? Man, he just let this break. Whispers are the person that'll be on CBS Evening News, Brett Baer from Fox News. That he'll be the anchor and they'll get rid of Dubois.
I've already heard that whispered.
I'm a Dubois man.
Are you?
Always have been. Always have been. I was like, Dickerson Dubois. That's my team. Let them do that on
D&D my boys.
That's right. Let them do that D's. On my don't you dare do that on
I
my
love own. Double D's. Who doesn't? Dickerson and Dubois. What?
It's my ticket.
He's Dickerson. I'm Dubois.
Dickerson Dubois 28. That's my ticket. No, looks like old Brett Baer might be sitting in there. To which I said, huh? What? What?
But.
The world just goes on by. I don't even pay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm watching? Family Ties.
I know.
Watching it yesterday.
And Biggie's watching 30-year-old horror movies.
That's where we are.
We should start.
I watch sports.
Yeah. Great.
We should start a poll each week of is this true?
Yeah.
Because people say to me, he's not really watching Family Ties. And I'll say, oh, he is. Yeah. He very much is.
The reason is I have YouTube TV, but when I turn on my television, there's something called Samsung.
There's a landing screen.
And it's Samsung TV. It's not even on YouTube TV yet. You have to go to that app to get into it. And whatever channel I'm on always runs the same program over and over and over again. For a while, it was Deal or No Deal. For a while, it was David Letterman. You know, it would just be like clips of Letterman interviewing people from way back when. And I enjoyed that, actually. And somehow, the channel gets changed every once in a while. Well, it landed on the Family Ties channel. And now I don't even go to YouTube TV. I just sit and watch hours and hours of Family Ties.
Are there commercials?
Yeah. Just like it used to be on in the 80s, you know?
And what does it say, like when they typically would say, hey, this is CBS, you're watching CBS?
All is the same except there's not even a, you don't even know what network or anything at all it's on, but at the end of Family Ties, they have whoever produced, it was that Sit, Ubu, Sit, good dog.
Yeah, but that's who produced the show 40 years ago.
I think it's called Pilot is the name of the network because okay. there's a logo.
Is there a bug up. In the corner?
No, but after the show's over, there's a logo that comes up that says Pilot, and it like goes, and then it runs the credits for the next, and it's nothing.
What I would love to see is some like in-studio technician, the stereotypical floor director with a headset and a clipboard leaning around like, are you still watching Family Ties?
Yeah. You know,
you're still here?
I can't think how many people are watching this.
Aren't you paying for YouTube TV? Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's no like rewinding or no. It's just you watch it and with commercials.
This is probably the closest you'll come to The Matrix, which I think if The Matrix was real, you would have signed up.
Yeah.
For, you know.
Oh, Blue Pill.
Yeah, Blue Pill. You, like, you would have said, take me back.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
When they said, do you want to know what it's really like?
I said, what happened to all those blue pills they had lying around here?
I took one guy.
The Family Ties guy ate them all.
I took.
Yeah, The Matrix would have been about 15 minutes long for you because it had been like, do you want to see the real side? No.
No, I do not.
You're actually, I just want you to know, you're in like a little cocoon plugged up in a fluid with a bunch of wires. And that's great. Leave me there.
I'll take it. Right.
I'm happy.
They're harvesting your body. Don't care.
I tell you, too, about watching Family Ties, which I at the time I thought this is a phenomenal television show. I loved it.
It was a runaway hit show.
I loved it.
Star-making show.
Michael J. Fox, the
became
parents.
A superstar.
Justine Bateman was a big name. You know, the parents were great. It's okay. It gives you a chuckle. It's not close to what you think it is. Not, you know, it's not that good. You think it's great at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the golden age of television. I do believe that because there's so many platforms and so many shows. I mean, shows today are off the charts better than they were in the 80s. I hate to say because that is my, I love that era, you know. And I mean, I like Family Ties even still. But like if you watch Three's Company or Charlie's Angels, which I also do, they're terrible.
Is that the Jiggle Network?
I'm up on Jiggle. That is on YouTube TV. Yeah. Go over to Jiggle and get Charlie's Angels and Three's Company just back to back to back to back. Just pick your poison.
These women are braless.
Yes. And it is awful. I mean, you get a little nipple every once in a while, but you're going to get.
You will pay for it.
But the plot.
You have to sit through inanity.
Yeah.
The plot.
Three's Company is garbage.
It's garbage.
Garbage.
When I was 9, I thought this is the best show on TV. I mean, it was top ranked. It was number one.
But there was going up against
nothing.
What, Barnaby Jones? I don't even know what the competition was.
Well, one night was ABC, and one night was NBC, you know, and Family Ties was on NBC in the 80s, and Cosby Show and all those. Today's television is 10,000 times better. Now, let me say that. You know, I'm always wanting to go back. Today's TV is better. But when Family Ties is on, it's like, all right, I'll watch it.
But when you go back, you love it.
Let it wash over you.
Just let it wash over me. And then I feel bad for
poor. But is it because you watched that when you were a tween?
Probably.
What about a show like that's before your time? Beverly Hillbillies.
Never watched those.
See, to me, I would watch that back to back to back to back.
Those are better than certainly Three's Company. Beverly Hillbillies is better.
Yeah. When you're in your Family Ties time and back in your mind, do you almost accidentally call your wife mom several times?
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, Mom, can I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
And I feel
what?
I always feel bad for Michael J. Fox because you know what's about to happen to him in
years. Yeah.
It's because he's so good and he's
so vital and young.
I mean, he was 25 and he got Parkinson's at age 29. That's when it started for him. And they told him, I read an article with him recently where they said, you're not going to be able to work much longer, you know, like you want to. At age 29, he only did for 5 or 6 more years. Then he got bit parts here and there, you know, but it's sad to see that.
Didn't I see that he's got a new role where the character has Parkinson's?
Shrinking.
He doesn't have to.
Yeah, he's on.
He can be himself.
That's a great show on Apple TV Plus. He's on Shrinking. Remember I told you Harrison Ford in the show has Parkinson's. Mm. And so Michael J. Fox knew the producer or the main guy and called him and said, you're doing a show about Parkinson's and I'm not in the show. How could you not call me? And they're like, oh, sorry.
Oh,
so they created a role for him.
Okay.
I'll be watching it again today. Don't call me between the hours of 2 and 8.
Until first pitch.
Yeah, first pitch at 8. I'm watching. And really, now I'm too lazy to even back out of that app and go into the YouTube TV app. You know, it takes my thumb 3 or 4 seconds to get on there. I just can't do it. Now, this is, we were talking about Jiggle TV. Here's a lady. This is Booty.
Well, the,
booty
know, call. Jiggle TV is from the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. Booty calls, much more modern. Mm-hmm. One woman in New Jersey looks like she's going to be spending some time behind bars after one of the worst booty calls in New Jersey history. Now, but this case, by the way, has been in the court system for nearly 6 years. But last week, Tyja Russell pleaded guilty to aggravated assault while multiple other charges against her were dropped. They've reached a plea deal. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors recommended she serve 8 years. Sentencing, I think, will be after the first of the year. Tyja has admitted that she tried to set Curtis Stokes' house on fire. But can you cut her some slack? On the night in question, Tyja texted Curtis, "Hello." Mm-hmm. One word. Mm-hmm. Curtis, a true romantic, wrote back simply, "Bring your ass."
It's a booty call.
Bring your ass.
"Hello" is like, "You up?" And he's like, "Bring your ass. Let's go."
So she got there at 4 a.m. I don't know what part of New Jersey she's from, mm-hmm. but he's in Woodbury. Mm-hmm. So it took a while for her to get there.
Yep.
And he said, "Bring your ass." Now, after texting "bring your ass" and hitting send, Curtis fell asleep.
All right. Well, it's almost 4 now. It's almost 4.
Yeah, it's happened.
Yep. Still, you want to stay awake. Now, that's...
Yeah, but that's... There's a... There's times.
Well, it's happened to me. When my wife and I plan relations, I'll say, "Now, I'll go get under the covers and get ready, and then you come in and make your way." That's how we do it, you know. Mm-hmm. And she's...
You feel your way over to the bed with a...
That's right.
Pitch black.
All lights are off. I'm nude. And she'll say, "I'll put the dogs up, and I'll be there in 10 to 15 minutes. Well, when she gets in there...
Are you masked up or are you just snoring?
No mask. Snoring. And she just goes to sleep, and I wake up 3 hours later, nude.
No mask.
No mask. You're coughing. And I'm like, I look at her and she's asleep now.
Yeah.
And then you've missed your opportunity.
I'm cold and horny and snoring.
She's played her card just right. And she knows what she's doing too. Yeah. She knows if she's like, "Okay, well, you go get ready, I'll be in there." You're like, "Oh yeah." Clothes off, ready to go. She's out there sipping her wine, like 3, 2, 1. And then she just hears. She's like, "Yep, he's out. I'm good."
And then she's it. And then I wake up and it's 2 a.m. I'm like, "Well, what the what?" I can't. And then, you know, I'll nudge her and she'll say, No. You know, now it's 2 a.m.
And she can blame you. You fell asleep.
I fell asleep. But she knows. She said, "I'll be in there in a few minutes." Well, it's more like 30 minutes. Well, I'm asleep. You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Family ties on the TV, and I'm asleep. I'm asleep. Okay, so this guy falls asleep.
So, Curtis falls asleep. Mm. Tyja is banging on the door. Mm. He does not answer. He does not ever open the door. So, she was hurt. She was angry. And her texts, of course, because all this is permanent record, became progressively more ominous. First, "You wasted my money to come out here." Then, "You smoked." Then, "I see you want to die." Ooh. And finally, "I swear to God, I hope you die."
And then she set the house on fire.
At that point, Tyja, then it's 4 a.m. She goes to the Conoco gas station in Woodbury.
Good Lord.
She bought lighter fluid, matches, and a cigarette lighter and set his apartment door on fire. Whew. Only one way in and out of that place, by the way.
Yeah.
He had to jump out the window.
Yeah.
And suffered first and second degree burns. And he did suffer smoke inhalation as well.
Right. Can I say something about this?
Sure.
I think she should get more than 8 years in prison. I mean, she set a man's house on fire while he slept.
Well, they had like attempted murder charges. They dropped all those to get the, what was it called? The aggravated arson.
I would have gone all the way with it. She set the man's house on fire.
You've seen Law and Order. You know how these things work.
Well, yeah, and that's right.
I'm going to say something. Mm-hmm. It's on with the theme of the day.
Yeah.
Slack or titillation?
Oh, I know what he's going to say.
Expectations.
What do you expect?
Okay. And here's why. If you message someone in the middle of the night, "Come on, girl,"
and she's
bring your ass,
all right,
and she's willing to drive that far or however many hours to then see you, she's crazy.
Are you saying she's Arby's?
Or you think she's crazy?
She's crazy.
She's crazy.
The sex is going to be amazing. That's why you like bring your ass, but she's crazy.
Okay, I'll push back just as I did on Arby's.
Okay,
I'll push back. I don't expect her to set my house on fire.
No, I'm not. No, okay. No. But I'm not. Wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Okay.
I think we've met in the middle of these.
We've met in the middle on both these arguments.
A middle of the night booty call. There's a little something off if she's willing.
You expect to live through it.
Of course.
By the way, in court findings, it all came out. She was an admittedly side chick.
He said
he's got someone else.
She's my side piece.
Yeah, she's a side piece.
But what do you, for her, what do you expect? It's 4 a.m. It took me a while to get here. He's asleep. Now, if I was him, I'd have probably set a timer or something.
Or answer the door.
Answer the door.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how do you not hear your, he's in a one,
make sure.
One door apartment.
God.
And she, again, he should know, man, I'm going to call up that crazy chick because I'm horny, but if I fall asleep, she's going to burn my place down. And she did.
Well, if I knew that, I would have some coffee. I mean, stay up. Wait till she gets there. Goodness gracious. All that being said, I have fallen asleep before.
Yeah.
Of course, my wife's not going to set the bed on fire. That's a good mattress. She would never. That would not happen.